The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess it's my turn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Joel Skousen's with us. Senior USAPrepares.com instructor. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you, Vince. It's good to be with you.
Hey, Joel, I'm looking at the World Affairs Brief, July 4th, 2014 issue, and the commentary on, and insights on a troubled world, and you are absolutely right. This is a troubled world, and I'm looking at one of the components of this brief, and this is something that really bothered me, too. The outrageous speaking fees of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Out of control, and her daughter is now on the speaking circuit. Chelsea Clinton commanding up to $75,000 per speech. I can't imagine. Joel, a lot of us speak for free. I mean, we even drive. People call me and say, hey, Vinny, would you come on over? Could you say a few words? And I'll drive like 300 miles round trip on my own dime, and I don't charge anybody for anything. Who are these people?
Well, the real truth is that nobody in their right mind pays that much for speaking fees for these people. They don't have anything that important to say. This is part of an insider relationship. This is compensation for those that are part of basically part of the globalist network. And corporations that pay these fees get the telephone call from higher ups saying, you know, why don't you have Hillary Clinton come speak and give her a normal speaking fee and, there are a lot of insider connections, perks, and collusion that go along towards compensating corporations. I mean, they've got to play along. Their whole access to government contracts and the insider relationships that get them awarded those contracts is based upon them taking orders from now and then like this. It's also part of the revolving door network where people leave government and they go to work for any number of think tanks that are funded by a lot of government tax insider networks, and they provide money for people who are out of government, all part of the globalist team, Team A or Team B. They control both Republicans and Democrats. And this is how this very slick, well-oiled system of corruption works in this country.
Well, let me add an exclamation point to that. There's a guy who's a broadcaster. I'm going to even name his name, Glenn Beck. I've never met Glenn Beck. But during the preparation for Expo number one, the Get Prepared Expo, our Expo, I wanted to have a speaker who had name recognition. So one of the people that we considered having was Glenn Beck. Another one was Gerald Celente. Another one was Colonel Oliver North. So when we called Glenn Beck's team, they said, oh, expo preparedness, that's right up his alley. I said, great, that's kind of what we thought. And his team said, okay, we'll talk again. And next time we talked, he said, okay, now, Glenn Beck, you know he doesn't charge for giving presentations and speeches. I thought, wow, that's great. But what you have to do in order to get him to come to speak is you have to make a contribution to his favorite charity. I said, okay. And that contribution will be $125,000. And, like, I was shocked. Okay, so he doesn't charge, but you contribute to his favorite charity, which is $125,000. And they said, and he'll need transportation to and from, and he flies only on a private plane. And that will need to have two jet engines and a pilot and co-pilot. Glenn Beck did not make a presentation at the Get Prepared Expo. So there are people who charge an enormous amount of money. And I'm absolutely stunned at how this happens. But I saw it firsthand. Gerald Celente, $20,000. He's a bargain compared to Glenn Beck. Oliver North, $40,000. So we didn't have Oliver North, we didn't have Glenn Beck, and we didn't have Gerald Celente. However, Gerald Celente has appeared for free on USAPrepares.com, the radio broadcast. And his insights are great. But we just can't afford to have him come to the expo. It's too expensive. So are you seeing more of this insider-type speaking fees like you've mentioned with Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Well, yes. You know, Bill Clinton commands these kinds of fees, too, and so do a lot of people inside and out of government. But, you know, even though I charge a speaking fee when I speak, I look at the venue, and obviously I know that people like yourself who puts on a preparedness venue, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to make additional $500 to $1,000 based upon a speaker showing up and speaking. You know, maybe $2,000 to $5,000 at the very most that you could say. But so to charge $10,000 means you're going to take a loss. I mean, there's just no way in certain venues that you're going to make up that difference. And that's the key to understanding this. When a corporation brings in Bill Clinton to just talk a little bit about world affairs, I mean, they're not getting, you know, $200,000 or $500,000 extra business in that corporation because of that speech. This is an absolute loss to the corporation, and it can't be explained economically except by insider connections to government contracting and relationships, and sometimes just because they're part of a control network. When they get a call and saying, hey, we need you to do this, they value so much being protected, having immunity from prosecution. I mean, look at Enron. For years, while their immunity held, they had 500 overseas tax shelters and never had an audit. I mean, that's incredible. If you and I had even one tax shelter overseas, we'd be subject to an audit.
Yes, and I remember 60 Minutes did a special on Enron, and they were trying to explain exactly what Enron did, and they really couldn't even explain it. And it looked like Enron was just the place to place your stock purchase bet. And it was a sure thing, and it got lots of publicity, and then shortly thereafter it collapsed. It was kind of like a house of cards. And you're absolutely right. I was talking with one of our...
Just before we meet the question of these charitable foundations, you notice Hillary Clinton in this article says, oh, it's not going to me personally, it's going to my charitable foundation. Well, what's your charitable? It's the Clinton Foundation.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying with the other foundation, charity that I was talking about. I was talking with one of our instructors, Tom Martz, last night. Now, we talked for about an hour or so. And we're talking about a call that I received many years ago. I got a call from a representative, a former representative of the Missouri State House of Representatives. And he said, Vinny, there's this guy in California. He could really use your help. And he's got this company. I don't really know all the details. Would you mind being on the phone with him? He could really use your help. He's got this company, and you're the guy to help him. And I never say no to helping somebody. I just don't. Well, I'm on this phone call, and the guy is saying to me about this car company. He's got this electric car company. This was a couple of years ago, and how he's in pre-production. And now he's starting to talk about financing. And then he's saying, you know, $250,000 will get him to the point where he can go public. All he needs is this intermediate financing, and he's willing to pay a really high interest rate. And I ask the question, are you asking me for $250,000? Is that what this is all about? And he said, well, yeah. And I was shocked because I didn't have any idea that this was a phone call for financial placing and helping this guy, and actually me giving this guy money. What I learned later on, when I called this former state representative, I found out that he was paid $500 to put me on the telephone with this guy in California. He took this guy's money just to place me on the phone. Now, this state representative didn't even say to me, hey, Vinny, we're in this scam together. You know, you and me, we're going to split $500. I'm going to, you know, all you have to do is talk to this guy and act like you're interested, and, you know, I'll give you $250. It's not like he even had that amount of disclosure. He actually put me on the phone, unknown to me why. I'm thinking I'm helping some guy for free. This state, former state representative gets paid for doing this. It's totally immoral. Now, I'm not saying, I hope no one thinks that I would be part of a scheme like this, but what I'm saying is this guy is so crooked that he kept the whole thing from exactly what was happening, even from me. He even took advantage of me and this other guy for his own personal gains. That's what some of these people are like.
And you can imagine the kinds of insider dealings he's susceptible to while he's their state representative.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you that what happened was this guy lived in a house in Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri, and he had new furniture. He had two new cars, and he was a pretty high-ranking guy. And then when he is no longer in office, well, they foreclose on his house. He loses his cars. He loses everything. He's now renting a home. He's calling in favors. He uses his state representative gold badge, puts it, you know, when he wants to park illegally, he uses that to park wherever he feels like it, whether it's, you know, someone else's parking space or not. I mean, these guys think that they are above the law. They think that they're separate and apart and above us. And they're not. They're absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I consider them parasites, a blight on society. When we come back, let's talk about the NSA. It's still spying, and the government is still lying. Joel Skousen, he's commenting on a troubled world. WorldAffairsBrief.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I want to share this with you. I am a big fan of Joel Skousen. Back in the 1990s, I listened to Art Bell, who I considered the best broadcaster ever. And Joel Skousen and Art Bell would broadcast together, and they taught me so much. So I'm a huge fan of Joel Skousen, and that's why he's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. And that distinction is not given to very many instructors. There are fewer than 10 of us who are senior instructors, and I'm not one. I'm just a regular instructor. So Joel Skousen, my hat is off to you. Thank you so much for all you do. You mentioned that NSA is still spying on us in your World Affairs Brief, available at worldaffairsbrief.com.
Well, that's right, Vince. It's, the government is just incredibly brazen about simply telling bald-faced lies to the American people. One of the biggest ones is that this is only about metadata, which technically means they're talking about the technical triggers and codes that tell you, you know, where the call is originating, et cetera. But nothing of the substance of the call is being recorded, and that's absolutely untrue. In fact, it's impossible technologically for them not to record everything because it comes with a seamless stream of data. You would actually have to take out the content of the call and only leave the metadata, which would be an extra, very complex step. And why would the government do that? I mean, there's no indication that they've ever intended to obey the Fourth Amendment of the United States. But there doesn't seem to be anything we can do to stop this, Vince, because, first of all, you have a yes-man Congress filled with, and it's the Republican neocons, the people like Lindsey Graham and other people who come to rescue the NSA in the name of fighting terror, which itself, I will frankly say, is a carefully crafted deception.
Mm-hmm.
The United States pulled off 9/11. It wasn't just allowing it to happen. It was a government operation from beginning to end in order to gin up this phony war on terror, to take away fundamental civil rights, and to fundamentally alter the whole legal state of the nation. And now this is part and parcel of this attempt, and I think it's part of the globalist conspiracy. The real purpose of NSA spying is to collect data on future and current dissidents of the government. And I'll be very frank about that. They are producing lists. They are tracking everything that people say on their internet, on their telephones. The only thing that's fairly safe still is the mail. They do scan every piece of mail to take return address to match it with destination addresses. But they only have very sophisticated software to try to actually read letters without opening them. And that can only be done with limited success, and they don't have the time to slow down the mail system to do that except upon a targeted individual. But they are listening to everything we do, and the courts are simply rubber stamping that. This so-called Visa Court, and this is the laugh about transparency in government. You know, we have, first of all, the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is supposed to be monitoring what the NSA does. But let me tell you very frankly, not only do they not know anything except what the NSA tells them, and they don't tell them any secrets, they are prohibited from telling any other member of Congress about what they may suspect is wrongdoing. And how is that oversight? If you know any wrongdoing, you're prohibited against telling anyone in Congress, and therefore they're prohibited from doing anything. And then you talk about the courts. The Visa Court is a rubber stamp court. And then the other courts, we have a backlog of about 30 to 45 cases about national security secrets. And in every single case, the judges say, I can't second-guess the government. If they say this is a secret, then it's secret. But the whole purpose of the courts as the third leg of government is to determine if what the actual secret the purpose of the court is to make sure that the government is not hiding illegal activities under the name of national security. And that is exactly what they're doing, hiding illegal assassinations, illegal surveillance, illegal, any number of things that they are doing that is illegal, including ginning up terrorist attacks around the world, and keeping that from the American public. And that, by law, is illegal. And only the judges should be able to judge that if they refuse to. So I don't know where you go from here, other than the fact that the Constitution appears to be, they need to be dead, and the American people just don't know it.
Joel Skousen's with us, worldaffairsbrief.com. If you're interested, go to the website worldaffairsbrief.com. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Joel Skousen's with us, and we're talking about the World Affairs Brief. .com and specifically right now we've been talking about the NSA is still spying on us and they're collecting metadata and actually they're recording all of our communications. Joel, when someone subscribes to the World Affairs Brief, by going to your website, what do they get?
Well, they get a weekly news analysis service from me. It comes every Friday in their email box. We cover all the major top stories in the world relative to what the media isn't telling us or what government's hidden agenda is. And I also take great care to try to distinguish between what I consider bogus conspiracy theories and real conspiracy theories. And, you know, there's an awful lot of disinformation on the net. I think it's important to, you know, look at things realistically about what threats we're really facing, and that's one of the things that I concentrate on. But in addition to the weekly World Affairs Brief, they also get access, as soon as they subscribe, to the entire archives going back to the year 2000. So it's like a history of the world as it's unfolded, and all the devious machinations of government and trying to take away our liberty and how that's played out. So that's what the World Affairs Brief is all about.
Okay. And do you suggest that if interested, we just go to worldaffairsbrief.com?
Well, people can also simply get a free sample issue, because there is a modest subscription fee of it's less than $1 a week for the brief. But people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells them how to do that on the website as well, after the synopsis of the brief. It's right front and center on the front page.
Okay, class, that's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. If you're interested, you can get a trial issue. I think you'll be impressed. I get it. Joel, what have we done? What have we, the people, done, if anything, to cause our government to turn themselves into peeping Toms? I'm talking about, you know, if a neighbor had a pool, let's say a neighbor of mine had a pool, let's say I lived in a subdivision and neighbor had a pool, and an adult were peering over a 6-foot-high fence, a privacy fence around that pool, and, you know, had his short stepladder, and he was peering over that fence to look at the neighbors in their bikinis. We would, that guy would be scorned, laughed at, ridiculed, and he'd probably have to move out of the neighborhood. Our government does way more than that. They turn on our cell phone cameras without our knowledge. They record our calls without our knowledge. They record our tweets, our texts. They have government monitoring systems that track where we drive with automatic license plate scanners. They record our purchases with our credit cards. They know what we buy, where we buy it, where we've been, who we call, who our friends are. They've got pictures of inside of our homes with cameras that get turned on. As a matter of fact, I have a sign on the outside doors of our farm that say, no photography. Please leave your cell phones in your car. That's what I have on the doors. What have we done? Have we done anything to cause this? Or are these guys so afraid of all the problems that they cause that they're afraid we're going to show up and take them out? What is it?
Well, it's closer, of course, to the second. It really isn't what we have done, other than simply be a nation who has got accustomed to a tremendous amount of liberty. And the autonomy comes with local control, with a constitution that supposedly or used to limit federal control. And all of this must be dismantled systematically over a long period of time in order to give us the agenda that these people are operating under, and that agenda is globalism. They want a global government. They want global control. They want less liberty. And in order to have a George Orwell 1984 society, you've got to have total surveillance. You've got to know who the dissidents are. You've got to know who is going to oppose this. And, you know, you can keep a lot of people in the dark by simply not letting them know what you're up to, not letting them know what the real purpose of the phony war on terror is, that is to justify this kind of surveillance. I mean, obviously, if this were a policeman peering across the window and he said, I'm looking for terrorists, you would tend to say, oh, well, that seems to be justified. And that's what the government is doing to all of ourselves. Oh, we're looking for terrorism. But in fact, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
The government oversight agencies, the ones that have spoken out, have said the government simply doesn't have the evidence to prove that they've caught any significant terrorism with this cradle-to-grave surveillance. In addition, as I pointed out on the World Affairs Brief, the FBI, when you analyze almost all but one, actually, of the numerous terrorist takedowns, domestic terrorist prosecutions they've done in the past 10 years, every single one except one has the involvement of an FBI paid informant who ends up being an agent provocateur. This is not just informing. He's providing the plan. He's provoking. He's inducing. He's ginning up irritation among these young Muslims. They infiltrate the mosque. They give them the plans on how to blow things up. And they guide them all along the way until they're ready to pull the trigger, and then they arrest them. And that's considered. I mean, there's all kinds of unstable, irritated, angry youth in the Muslims and other people around the world that you could get, you know, if you put an agent provocateur in there to make statements or make preparations to do something drastic. That's what our government is doing. Mm-hmm. But I assure you that not one of those people would get past the thinking stage if, in fact, the government was involved in trying to justify and create these terrorist incidents to, in turn, justify more surveillance of the American people. But believe me, Vinny, the target is those who oppose this. And that's why the naive people who say, oh, I've got nothing to hide in my purchases, et cetera. Well, you know, when you start becoming concerned in your communications about government overstepping the bounds of the law, you suddenly become targeted. And then they start putting dossiers together on all these people interconnected by computer. And someday they are going to take down these dissidents. They are going to try to arrest people based upon opposition to government, and it probably won't come until a major war comes when they can justify this kind of draconian martial law. But I think, in part of the World Affairs Brief, it's very important, is warning about the future world war that our own government knows is coming, is preparing for, and yet is not going to warn the American people about, and that is the war with Russia and China.
Joel, you mentioned something about standing up to these people. A police car arrived on our farm a couple months ago, 11:30 on a Friday night, 11:30 p.m. And I called the sheriff's office. They had no idea what it was. I called the state police. I called all the surrounding police departments, sheriff's offices. And I asked the state police if they would contact the local county, because our local county told me, the dispatcher, they had no idea where their cars were. Well, I found out from the state police that it was our local county, and they lied to us. And I called the sheriff the first day he was back on the job on Monday morning, and I told him he was trespassing on my property and he was not to do it again. And then I went on the air and I said, geez, now I have to run for sheriff, and I mean it. We have got to replace these thugs. They think that they can come on your property and they can say they're looking for somebody, and it can all be bogus, as it was in the case that this cop was riding around my farm checking it out. I object to that, and we need to start saying no. And you're talking about dissidents, and you're talking about lists. Joel, are you on? Do you believe you're on any of these lists?
Certainly. In fact, I was brought to the attention of the Southern Poverty Law Conference, which is the paid arm of government. They rely almost exclusively on federal dollars. And they're paid basically to watch the so-called domestic terror threat. And they clearly, you know, when they called me up to interview me about being on their list of right-wing extremists, I said, well, you know, you're going to have to justify your painting me in that regard by specifics. I'm willing to be interviewed, but, you know, I expect you to, you know, look at the evidence that I've got rather than simply paint me by labels. And so I had quite a long interview with them, and it's interesting, though, I made the list of the top 20, you know, people that were considered, you know, right-wing extremists in the United States. They labeled me the cautious conspiracist, meaning he carefully analyzes those things and doesn't simply buy into all of the theories that are out there. So at least I felt it was a partial victory in letting them interview me. Mm-hmm. Because people who don't, they simply blackball them, you know, anyway. And so at least I had input.
Mm-hmm. And one of our friends, John Stattmiller, he owns a network called Republic Broadcasting Network. I used to broadcast on that network. He's on the list. He told me he said he was number 33. So do you think I have arrived on any list? Do you think they're watching us here at USAPrepares.com?
Absolutely. Anybody who's broadcasting on GCN or the Republican Broadcasting or the American Freedom Network, Stan Monteith isn't on the top list, but I'm sure he's on the government list. He isn't on the SPLC list. Of course, people like Alex Jones are. Anybody in the prepper movement, especially in organizer events, is considered on the list because they know that people, even if they've never expressed an anti-government dissident phrase in their life, if you are pro-Constitution, if you are pro-limited government, you are a potential enemy someday, and they've got to have you on the list. Because they know that eventually when their schemes become more open and more brazen, and as I say, I think that's going to happen when war comes, it gives them the excuse, just like 9/11 gave them the excuse to run roughshod over people's rights. They will have the excuse to start taking down dissidents, and I think they'll say, you know, in this war, these people who are accusing us of knowing that this war was coming, accusing us that we knew about 9/11, I mean, these people ought to be locked up. And there's a lot of ignorant Americans who listen to the press, who listen to the diatribes against conspiracy, this constant drumbeat.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Joel Skousen's with us. And, Joel, you know, I was talking with Tom Marks last night. He's got a constitutional organization. It's a watch organization. It's called the Locke and Smith Foundation. And what they do is they watch politicians and they grade them. And if they do a good job, they're rewarded at the annual banquet. And if they do a bad job, well, they're noticed too. So it's a good thing that we watch these politicians. And let me share this story with you. I got an email from a former politician, and he demanded that I shut down my expo, my Get Prepared Expo. He demanded that I shut down the USA Prepares broadcast, and he demanded that I shut down my company. As a matter of fact, he even sued me and had an emergency injunction filed to shut down my expo the day of the setup. So, I mean, this guy was playing serious poker with us. And he said he was going to call a press conference. He said that he would call all the media in the Ozark area, the Springfield community, Springfield, Missouri, and he would call television, radio, newspapers, all the outlets, about 70 really, and he was going to expose me as someone who was anti-Zionist, anti-Semite, someone who believed in UFOs and aliens, and someone who wanted to violently overthrow the United States government. And he threatened me with it, and I said, go ahead. And he never did it. Now, what I'm saying is these guys build cases. I've had the police called on me by a broadcaster in Springfield, Missouri. He's a weekend guy. He's on, you know, once a week. He's called the police on me twice to see if he can get me arrested. These guys really try to build cases against people who have done nothing so that later on they can say, Your Honor, do you realize how many times the police have been called on Fennelly? Do you realize that he's an anti-Zionist, he's an anti-Semite, none of which is true, that he wants to violently overthrow the United States government? That's not true. Now, I am interested in UFOs and aliens. I'd like to know more about what people have found out. I have an interest in that. But what I'm saying is these guys can call their friends in the government to cause problems for we the people. Can you comment on your experience or thoughts with this?
Well, it's very, very true. I mean, you look at what happened to one of the few constitutionalists that's ever been elected as a governor of the state, and that was Evan Mecham in Arizona, you know, almost 20 years ago. And they just waited until he made a mistake. He made an uncautious remark in his public. He got too cocky and uncareful, and they just rode him out of town. They impeached him, you know, based upon just those kinds of charges. Now, so you have to be careful, you know, and that's why I have to be careful about what I write in the World Affairs Brief. You know, even though I've made some very strong statements about, you know, 9/11 being a government operation, I have the evidence, and I've been very open about the evidence in the World Affairs Brief of what justifies that point of view. But they're looking for the hot buttons like anti-Semitism. I don't talk about the Zionist conspiracy. In fact, I talk about the globalist conspiracy, because what Jews there are that are involved, that are enemies of liberty, are globalists. So to me, it doesn't matter if they're Jews or not. The point is, globalism covers all those people who are, you know, against our liberties. And so one has to be very, very careful about things. But I will also say that a lot of times, and you look at the case of Rodney Stitch, a whistleblower, a governor who wrote Defrauding America, they literally bankrupted him by throwing one lawsuit after another and forcing him to pay huge legal fees and using corrupt judges to make him pay fees even when he would win things. And, I mean, it was just incredibly unjust. So ultimately, there is no protection. That's why I say the Constitution is dead, even though they keep using it and about half the time interpreting it correctly. When they want to turn it on its head and do what they want to do, they do it. Just like John Roberts betraying the conservatives on Obamacare. Just gets the phone call in the night and says, okay, I'm going to have to find an excuse to rule this thing constitutional. And he did. It's blatantly false.
Joel, thanks so much for being with us today, spending your time with our class at USAPrepares.com. It's going to be rebroadcast many times throughout the day, many states, AM, FM, satellite, and the telephone listen line. Joel, I really appreciate your insight, your input, and your time with us today. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
World Affairs Brief. WorldAffairsBrief.com, and you can get a trial.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.